The Modi government in India is facing a continuing COVID-19 crisis, with only the US recording more cases of the dreadful pandemic. In addition, Modi is now dealing with a series of strikes and public protests. A recent general strike involved over 250 million workers, making it the largest strike in human history. Indian farmers are angrily protesting against new laws that they say will threaten their livelihoods. Rob Osborne has more.
Farmers are concerned that new laws will lead to central government ceasing to buy grain and rice at guaranteed minimum prices. Tens of thousands of farmers have descended on the Indian capital. I spoke to independent Indian journalist Abhir Dasgupta and asked him first about the outcome of the talks.
Talks between the government and farmers' representatives broke down, and another round of talks has been scheduled for the 9th of December now. And the farmers' organizations and protesters remain camped outside the city of Delhi. They have set up camp on the highways blocking off of the road that enter Delhi. And they say that they have arrived with provisions for 6 months. So it appears that this confrontation may go on for quite some time longer.
The farmers are demanding total repeal of the new laws and insist they will not compromise. Can we expect an escalation of their direct action tactics? Abhir Dasgupta again.
The farmers have called for what is known as an All India Bandh. The Bandh is a concept in Indian politics where essentially everything is shut down. Usually it's a political party or a protest movement that calls for a Bandh, and that results in all stores being shut down, public transport being off the streets and so on. They have been supported by various other labor unions, including transport workers unions, for an All India Bandh on the 8th of December, one day before the next round of talks.
The government is seeking to deregulate the agricultural sector and claims that the changes will enable farmers to set their own prices and sell their crops on the open market. However, the farmers are convinced this free market approach will lead to lower prices. Abhir Dasgupta again.
This is why the farmers are angry. They fear that as a result of these laws, they will be pushed out of agriculture by commercial farming and by contract farming done for large corporations.
The farmers' march on the capital followed immediately in the wake of a massive Bund, or national strike, on November the 26th. Estimates suggest that more than 250 million workers supported the strike, which was organised by 10 major trade unions and by the Indian National Congress. The demands included a halt to privatisation and deregulation in the Indian economy. But does this wave of protest represent a threat to the Modi government? Abhir Dasgupta again.
Despite, on various occasions, significant outbursts of anger toward particular government policies or decisions, Modi's popularity as a leader goes unaffected. There is certainly growing discontent and distress as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, as a result of very harshly implemented, brutal all-India lockdown. And in a sense, one could say that the large protest movements and the general strike that are happening now are a sort of culmination of anger that began earlier in the year over the summer. However, I would still hesitate to say that it indicates growing opposition to the Modi government.
Abhir Dasgupta, independent Indian journalist based in Bangalore, speaking there with Rob Osborne.